Hello, happy viewers. Welcome to today's episode of Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. On today's program, we will visit some adorable animals of all shapes and sizes, and their very capable, loving parent who took them in when they were orphaned. Now, who could possibly take care of so many brothers and sisters? From baby bunnies to ducklings, kittens to chickens, puppies to geese. Believe it or not, there is a Rottweiler dog who does just that. Meet Dave, a 7-year-old strong but cuddly canine who is an absolute pro at nursing vulnerable baby animals. Bowing down to selflessly shower affection and perking up to lovingly listen, Dave is always watching out for his furry and feathered family around him. He has to take care of them. His big heart just can't help it.
He's a big dog, you don't know what's going to happen. And then as soon as you see him lick this tiny little bundle of fluff, it just melts your heart, that's it really. You just kind of go gaga for it, it's just too cute.
We went to visit Dave's nursery in Blackpool, United Kingdom. He shares a home with his human caregiver, Amanda Collins, who brings in neglected and unwanted young animals and nurtures them with Dave's help. Their first adoptee was one lucky little bunny.
When it all started, it was with Wednesday, who's wet. He was about this big when we got him, about the same size of his head, and he was going to be food. So I had to get him. I think he was a couple of weeks too young to be taken off from his mum in the first place. And then he's shoved in this little cold pen cage and then ripped away from the cage and given to me and then just plunked in this. So it was all a bit, what's going on? And I don't know whether he'd been handled or not, which usually they're not really handled. So I brought him home and Dave would have only have been 9-10 months. And I thought, I know, he's soft. My mum was like, oh, but I just put the rabbit down on the floor. Dave looked and then he just went over to him and then licked him. And then it was just from that moment on, that was it. Now you couldn't separate them. And he curls up beside him, like he'd licked him and then lay down and then the rabbit went and lay up in here. And then that was it.
Dave, you sure are giving that bunny a bath. You bring a whole new meaning to the phrase shower of kisses. Of course, Wednesday does not mind one bit. After all, the bunny and canine had an instant connection with one another.
I think human and animal, they don't really understand each other until a while after. But animal and animal, they just seem to know. Like, they just know. He realised that he should have had a mum, although he's the wrong sex for that, wrong species for that, but he still thinks he could fill that void in the rabbit's life. And as you can see from the rabbit, I think it's kind of worked because it's just so soft now. He's a mummy! Like, if we're outside and I can say, where's your babies? And just say we can have the chickens and everything, and he will go out and he'll count them all, make sure they're all right. But because he's just heard the cat meow, he's wondering why she's meow and he wants to know what's wrong with her now. So he's like, that's why he wants to go and check, make sure she's all right. It's just like a mum. If a mum hears any of her babies or if they look a bit worried or whatever, they want to go and see, they want to go and make sure the babies are all right.
A model guardian, Dave brings up his adopted kids to be responsible and upright. As well as potty training, this parental pooch teaches his children table manners and gets them to eat their greens.
If they need cleaning, they get cleaning. If they're not eating, he'll go over to their food, kind of like look at them, take a little bit. It's as if he's telling them what to do. When they were both younger, they'd be like, oh, well, what do I do with this? So he'll go up and he'll nibble at it. And then they're like, oh, yeah, this is what we do. But they're definitely not skinny rabbits. They know how to eat the food now.
Like her rabbit siblings, Frida the dog is a healthy, happy girl. But it was not always so. Next, let's find out about how Dave nurtured the once very sick and fragile pup back to vigour.
Problem dog that we got was a little puppy called Frida. She was just a little crossbreed. And I was walking past a van, and it was a young lad, and she was just in a cage on the back of this van. And it's a naughty thing to do. You should never buy off someone like that. But you just can't leave it at the same time. So I come home, I went, I'm sorry, Mum. Look, I've done it again. So she went, oh, no. But she was just too small and fragile. She was about that big. And I seen Dave. He was like, oh, a new baby. And I went, you can't, not this time, mate, because she was really ill. She was really not well, fleas and everything. So I was in the bathroom trying to just clean her up a little bit, and she was so fragile. It's just really breaks your heart on how small she was. And she wasn't like this softy. So he was out, and I'd shut the bathroom door, and he was whinging, you know, crying, whimpering, I want to see the baby, because he's seen me with a baby, and usually, if we have a baby, he has it. Like, not this time. Just couldn't risk it, because she was absolutely petrified. So, whinge, and he just would not leave us alone, you know, wherever she was, whatever room she was in, he was sitting outside that door, moaning to get to her. So I looked at Mum and says, can we just try it? Because he's just not going to behave until we did. So I brought her down, sat her like this in front of Dave. He was like, oh yeah, baby. She was absolutely petrified. But he lay on the couch, and he was in a really quiet mood, and he sensed that she wasn't right. And I just sat her ear, and then she cuddled up in ear and went to sleep. And since then, that was it. But he had to help me toilet her. You know, they clean the bits, she goes to the toilet, because she'd never done that. And then he kept her clean, and she wasn't eating. So someone said, have you got a surrogate mum? And I went, well, I have, but he's a male. So they were laughing, and she says, well, put a bottle on him. So I had to rest the bottle here, and she was there, and that actually got her to eat. And then after a good couple of weeks, she built herself up and everything, and then she was running around. But it took her about 4 or 5 weeks to actually settle down with any other animals. But it was as if he knew that he really needed to be really quiet with her and really placid and just lay there with this bottle on him, and it looks really funny.
Funny as it may look, Dave does not care about looking buff and tough. All he cares about is the well-being of the little ones. Through his indiscriminate compassion and patience, he has helped so that they can move on to a forever cozy home where they are cherished and receive the affection that they deserve.
She was such a gorgeous little puppy, and she did turn out to be quite a happy little dog. So I managed to rehome her to this gorgeous little old couple, and she's really spoiled and everything now. She's got her own little pram. So that was quite good. My mum, myself and the vets all said she just wouldn't have made it another week. And that was definitely a good ending.
Feeble Frida might not have survived without Dave's tender, meticulous care. He is truly amazing. A sentimental hero who, through the power of love, brings helpless little angels back to life. Another little life this super dad has recently saved is Rocky, the cute kitten.
The latest one is a kitten who I have got, but he's hiding because he's terrified. We got him at a week and a half old. He had cat flu. Took him to two different vets, and they both said, may as well put him to sleep now, he's not going to survive, because cat flu is quite a serious thing, and especially that age. But we pushed through, and he was 0.5 of a gram, so you can imagine how light that is. Absolutely nothing to him. But again, Dave kind of stayed with him, we helped us toilet him, because it's a bit of a gross job. And it's hard for us to do it properly, but he kind of knows how to do it, so he'll toilet them. And he always sits, he's never far. Wherever the kittens go, he's like, oh, I have to just, and he'll plonk himself wherever they are. He'll stay with them. And if the cats are crying, he'll go and see if they're all right, cuddle up with them.
But when the kiddies get to the teenage years, Daddy Dave's kisses are just not as fun anymore.
When they're young, all the animals are like, yeah, I love this. And when they get older, they're like, leave us alone, Dave. Because he'll grab them to clean them. And he's like, they're like typical kids. Oh, Mum, get off. He just gets a bit embarrassing, bless him. It's not his fault. It's like a little old woman with a napkin and slobbers.
Teenagers, they think they know everything. For his noble heart, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honouring Dave with the Shining World Loving Award and £1,500 for extra veg snacks, beds and a jacket. Supreme Master Ching Hai is herself a devoted animal lover, with 10 adopted dogs of her own who have inspired her to write the number one international best-selling book, The Dogs in My Life. One of these dogs is also a Rottweiler named Goody. In a gathering with our association members in July 2009, Supreme Master Ching Hai revealed more about her special relationship with Goody and how animals respond to love.
I wish that people do understand how to treat the animals and how to make them respond also. It was not that difficult. If you have love, they will respond. And in the book, I cannot say everything. Originally, I don't dare to write all the telepathic communication between me and Goody even, or to other dogs even, because I'm worried people might not believe it and think in something else. So I don't write much about it in there. I just write like dogs, you know, normal dogs. But they are very, very special beings, very intelligent, very highly spiritual. Yes. Goody was very telepathic, you know. Yeah. When he first came, I wanted to talk to him. He don't talk much, this guy, you know. He's very quiet. If he wants something, he come to you and push you on the ground until you kiss him, hug him. If you don't give him kiss and hug, then he just hang around or push you around, you know, or push you on the ground and then kiss you.
Bright viewers, thank you for being with us today for Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Please join us again next week for part two of our program, Dave the Endearing Rottweiler Dog Daddy, where we will meet the rest of his precious family and find out about his exciting hobbies. Coming up next on Supreme Master Television is Between Master and Disciples. May all beings be treasured and loved.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/veg.